The debate today in the U.S. over President Obama's request for a new authorization to fight ISIS. Members of his administration facing questions from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The U.S. has been conducting airstrikes in Iraq and Syria, but the president's request asks Congress to authorize the use of force against ISIS beyond any borders for 3 years and rules out what the resolution calls an enduring ground combat operation. More on that in a minute. But today, the ongoing nuclear negotiations with Iran and Iran's role fighting ISIS, backing Shia militias in Iraq, were part of the debate. Florida Republican Marco Rubio asked Secretary of State John Kerry about both. Here's part of their exchange.
The U.S. sent more military personnel into Iraq as trainers, advisors, logistical support. They would support that? Iran would support that?
Well, they're not going to come out and openly support it, and they obviously would be nervous about it. And I think this has been a misread by a lot of people up here on the Hill, to be honest with you. There is no grand bargain being discussed here in the context of this negotiation. This is about a nuclear weapon potential. That's it.
Molly O'Toole is politics reporter for Defense One, a website devoted to national security coverage. Molly, talk a little bit more about how this Shia country of Iran is part of this conversation in the fight against the extremist Sunni group ISIS.
Right. Well, as Senator Marco Rubio brought up in the hearing, there are concerns certainly about how the fight against the Islamic State could interact with kind of the broader proxy war that's going on for Iranian influence in the region. But regarding Senator Rubio's line of questioning, it's not unsurprising that he has taken this line. He spoke a little more explicitly about it at the recent CPAC conference, and he's thought to be a potential 2016 candidate. It's kind of a suggestion that the U.S. isn't taking more aggressive military action in the fight against the Islamic State because of the sensitive negotiations going on with Iran. But as Secretary of State John Kerry said, it's a bit of a misreading. Mm-hmm. In some ways, Iran and the U.S. are allied in the fight against the Islamic State. As we see, as General Dempsey pointed out, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff pointed out in the battle for Tikrit, we see that Iran is involved comprehensively there. He suggested that there were 20,000 Shia militias taking place in that military operation that are Iranian trained and equipped versus around 3,000 of the Iraqi security forces. So in this regard, the U.S. and Iran are allied, but there's also the concern about what happens in the vacuum created after. Will Iran have a heavy hand in Iraq not pursuing the kind of reforms, the kind of inclusive government that could create a sustainable solution?
Well, General Dempsey,
in the vacuum?
General Dempsey was even sharper today. He worries that if ISIS is finally defeated, the Iranian-backed militias will turn against the moderate Sunnis in Iraq. But I want to ask you about this idea of perhaps, you know, would Iranian forces fighting ISIS in Iraq at some point collide with U.S. forces? Because there's this question of what the president is asking for when it comes to ground combat. We mentioned the phrase enduring ground combat. The resolution says there will be none. The president has said a ground operation is not his intention. But here's Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine and again Secretary of State John Kerry.
I see a real danger of a ground troop creep here, converting this into not the region policing its own terrorism, but like the airstrike campaign that's 80% U.S., it's a U.S. mission.
Well, Senator, I think that everything the president has said, I think this authorization itself in its current form guards against that.
Molly, were senators satisfied with that?
No, certainly not. And this has been an issue that has come up ever since the White House sent over its draft for an authorization for the use of military force against the Islamic State, or AUMF. The only explicit limitation laid out in the language of the AUMF is that phrase that we've heard bandied about over and over again, that senators on both sides of the aisle are concerned is too ambiguous from totally different perspectives, the enduring offensive ground combat operations. Republicans are concerned about its ambiguity. They don't know what it means. They think it could be used to place undue restrictions on our military forces who are responsible for ensuring that this operation is successful. Democrats, on the other hand, are concerned it could be repeating mistakes that they claim were made with prior authorizations for the use of military force, the 2001 AMF passed after 9/11,
right.
2002 AMF, that it could essentially be giving a blank check for war. And senators weren't satisfied with the responses that were given. It seems that people are still unclear what exactly that means.
Molly O'Toole of the website Defense One, as the hearings continue. Molly, thank you.
Thank you for having me.